The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Live. Take control toll free here, 855-450-FREE. The porn industry, they are moving out. Whoa, hey, he's throwing money around over there again. Nails or screws.
He's got screws loose.
Screws are loose here on Free Talk Live. We'll get back to our caller there in a moment.
Toll free number, sound bite.
Yeah, toll free number is 855-450-FREE, and we do have somebody on our Skype, but that doesn't mean that you can't call us on Skype. Just wait until that person is off the line, and we will take your call. Thing with Skype is, if someone's on with us, we can't put anybody else on hold. So even though we know if you call in right now, we'll see you calling, we can't put you on hold. Just it's just the limitation of the software. So Skype username is lrn.fm. Ian in the studio with you tonight.
Ellen.
And Daryl.
All right, let's go back into the phone calls. We'll get to the porn story here in a little bit, which we barely got started earlier in the show. Pizza Dude is with us in North Dakota, and you were asking us about voting, and generally the response from the hosts on the show, at least tonight, was positive. If it were Tuesday night, Johnny Ray would likely be vehemently speaking against the idea of voting or participating inside the system in any way. But I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out. You said you were trying to lead us somewhere, so go ahead there, Pizza Guy.
Well, I've called in favor of incrementalism before. And the principle behind incrementalism, as opposed to purism, is to say that, hey, we have to get from here to there. So how do we do that? Obviously, you know, if I wanted to be the change I want to see, I wouldn't vote. Because I don't think voting should be binding to anybody. What does it matter what two wolves and a sheep agree on? Voting inherently is violent and immoral. That's the stance Johnny Ray takes, and that's the stance I would assume you would naturally take as well, Ian.
No, why would I take the position that voting is violence? I think it's a ridiculous position, backed up with no evidence whatsoever.
I agree that it's a ridiculous position, but that's because I'm an incrementalist. I believe that any step from here to there is harm reduction, and therefore we should encourage it. But you have to visualize where we are now, where we want to be, and what encourages steps from here to there. Right? And
that's by the way, I can hear every mouse click that you make. I presume that's a mouse clicking in the background, just so you know.
Oh, geez, that's my wife across the room.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Really good microphone.
Sensitive microphone there. So, I mean, I think that it's ridiculous to call voting violence. Now, it's certainly true that someone could vote for a candidate who is a violence advocate, and then they would be backing someone who is advocating violence. But the act of voting itself, especially when casting a vote for a principled, liberty-oriented candidate who speaks against violence, I don't see how you could argue at all that that's violence in any way.
So let's talk about it maybe in numbers so that we can kind of see where we're looking at. Let's call the status quo 100 violence, okay?
100 violence, you said?
Yeah, let's just, for a number, so, okay. So we can think about it reasonably, mathematically.
All right.
Let's say status quo is 100 violence. Everybody out there is 100 violence. Principled liberty is zero violence, right? That's a Ron Paul, zero violence, okay? If you have the opportunity, there is no other candidate that your vote could matter for. You have the opportunity to vote for a 50 violence or a 25 violence. Will you vote for that one? If that person is elected, it will take the violence from 100, the status quo, down to 50. Would you vote for that?
Yeah, because I support harm reduction. I mean, I would probably have to hold my nose and do it, but I probably would do that simply because if fewer people are attacked during that person's reign, then that would be an improvement.
Daryl, Ellen?
Do I have the option for writing in none of the above in your little hypothetical, or do I live in Oklahoma to where the only choice is red team, blue team?
Well, and this is the real world, right? So you have to actually consider what your actions will take.
And the real world, there are some states that allow write-in votes and some states that don't. Oklahoma, Nevada, Louisiana, California, for most offices, do not allow write-in votes.
And right, he's talking about a ridiculous, what-if scenario here, right? The idea that you would somehow know or be able to quantify how violent a particular candidate's viewpoints are, who's, you know, one of the regular politicians, which, of course, you know they're lying to you. So that's why if it's just a regular Democrat versus a regular Republican, I'm not going to throw my weight usually in any way, shape, or form unless I somehow have some sort of idea that somebody in that race is liberty-oriented. If there's not a stark contrast between the candidates, I won't bother with it, or I'll do the write-in or something like that. Ellen, what about you?
Right. So I was thinking, very similar with you, where that, if somebody is less violent than what is currently, or the person that's currently in power, then of course I'm going to prefer that over the higher level of violence. Like any level that's lower than what is there is going to be an improvement. So if there's, a Republican and a Democrat, fighting against each other for this one position, if they're very similar and, maybe I agree with the Republican slightly more than the Democrat, but still not enough to, like, win my vote over, I might prefer to not vote in that scenario where, there's only a marginal level of benefit that comes out of voting. But if there's somebody that's noticeably different and, you can very obviously tell that, you might not agree with them on certain things like abortion rights or, birth control or something like that, but in most other areas, they're agreeable. I would prefer to have that instead of just not giving my opinion at all.
And so here's where I'm trying to lead it. What I'm trying to say is that if you're willing to compromise enough with the system to vote, and you're willing to reduce the harm, and you take a look at what is out there, and because I know how you feel about this, and I know I'm going to get attacked as soon as I say it, Dr. Rand Paul... he's exactly middle ground.
No, he's not.
That's exactly what he is.
No, Rand Paul is nowhere near middle ground. Rand Paul is he's a Republican who wants to do Republican-y things. He is supporting, throwing millions of dollars at Israel so that they can, go on an offensive against Gaza under the guise of defending themselves. He wants to continue the drug war. Rand Paul is a horrible liberty guy. He doesn't even call himself a libertarian.
No, he does not.
He calls himself a libertarian Republican. He never uses the term libertarian without the term Republican attached to it.
Wait. Just hear out this guy's opinion. So, Rand Paul may be doing all of these terrible things, but what is he doing better than the other candidates?
Nothing.
All right, let's get Pizza Guy's answer on this. Go ahead, Pizza Guy.
Everything he does is better than everything.
Hold on. You said everything. He co-sponsored the Let's Support Israel's Bombing of Gazan Children bill. How is co-sponsoring a bill to support Israeli bombing of children better than anything that anybody else in the Senate is doing?
Can I tell you? Please, I'll tell you. Because everybody else wants to sponsor a bill that will kill 100 Israeli children. Rand Paul is out there saying, hey, how about instead we only kill 50 Israeli children? Do I agree with Israeli children?
He's not supporting killing Israeli children. He's supporting the Israeli military killing Gazan children.
But what I'm saying is that, look, obviously, in a pure liberty world, if Rand Paul were to suddenly appear with the positions he has now, the talking points he has now, from a pure liberty world, I'd be like, who is this crazy person? He wants to take us from 0 to 50. But that's not
the world
we live in. We live in a world of 100 violence, and every single thing, you look at what he does, he has talking points.
The mental gymnastics that Rand Paul supporters have to go through to defend this guy is, I have to say, pretty amusing. And unfortunately, I'm going to probably get pretty sick of it bit soon because as we get closer to this election, it's inevitable that more people in the liberty side of things are going to start pimping this guy, as though he's even a shadow of his father.
I've still got an open invitation to Rand Paul. I will debate you anytime, anywhere, any topic.
Hey, thanks for the call, Pizza Guy. I appreciate it. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. And when I was answering questions about, like, when I would vote for somebody if there was a stark difference, it was really only on the local level. I'm not under any sort of belief that anything's going to change at the federal level. Why bother with anything there? It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Hi, this is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends Radio Show. The internet has lowered the cost barrier for a worldwide radio show to a price approaching zero. Yet there is one arena where you still need thousands of dollars to approach the audio quality of the corporate media. Doing a live spoken show with more than one host in different geographic locations. Our program, Fiend Phone, will solve that problem, and it will be given away free. Go to fiendphone.com to see what you can do to help. That's FEENPHONE.com.
In a far future universe, Earth's fleet is shattered, rife with guerrilla warfare, interspecies diplomacy, and full-scale interstellar combat. Humanity is about to face its Trial by Fire. Trial by Fire, book two in the Tales of a Terran Republic, sequel to the national best-selling and award-winning Fire with Fire, by distinguished professor and author Charles Gannon. Get it now from Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supply and quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here toll free, 855-450-FREE, and you can join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Hey, if you like Bitcoin, or you like the idea of Bitcoin, but haven't yet taken the first step to do anything about it, maybe you've just been busy, we're all busy. There's always something to be doing, you know, something to occupy our time these days. Take a moment to go to blockchain.com and get your first Bitcoin wallet set up. If you get a Bitcoin or a fraction of a Bitcoin, because again, you can buy Bitcoins down to point, I think 8 decimal places at this point. If you get a fraction of a Bitcoin, you might be really happy a few years from now because the value could go up dramatically. Now, it could go down. You never know what's going to happen, but you'll never know for sure. You'll never really have the chance to benefit if you don't have a Bitcoin wallet first. So to get a Bitcoin wallet, you just go to blockchain.com. If you've got an Android or iPhone device, you can have a Bitcoin wallet right there on your phone. If you don't have a smartphone yet, you can still get the Bitcoin wallet on the web through blockchain.com. So go there and get started in the amazing world of Bitcoin. There's also some great sites like weusecoins.com where you can go to get started and kind of learning about Bitcoin. There's a less than 2-minute long video on the front page of weusecoins.com, and then some really useful links. In fact, we're redoing right now the Keene area Bitcoin flyer. We had about 1,000 of them, or maybe it was like 500 of them, printed up a while back, and I think it was 1,000.
I think it was 1,000 because we put some in local businesses that accept Bitcoin.
And then we handed out like 500 more because I had a quick print job done at the local county fair last week, and man, we've been cranking through them, so it's great. We're getting the word out about Bitcoin here, and you can do the same thing. Of course, go and get started at weusecoins.com to learn more about this amazing decentralized currency that is taking the internet by storm. Dell Computer, Wikipedia, both now taking Bitcoin. The important question is, are you accepting Bitcoin? And if not, go to blockchain.com to get started on that path tonight. Let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Josh is in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Ellen, and Daryl.
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Josh, good, man, good. Can you back off your phone like 1 inch and see if that maybe make you sound a little better?
Is that better?
A little bit. Go ahead.
A little more?
Yeah, good, good.
Okay, cool. All right, the number one issue to the Republican Party, it's more important than abortion, is Israel. And you are never going to be able to win a Republican nomination unless you support Israel. As we saw with Ron Paul in 2012, libertarians are not enough to be able to win the Republican nomination for president. So Rand Paul needs both the Tea Party and he needs the libertarians to be able to win this thing.
So how's that going to play out? Because you can't have me as a liberty-minded person unless you're going to actually talk about freedom. So he's not going to get real libertarians on board, in my opinion.
Well, you know, like he was talking about level of violence, okay? If Rand is like a 40 or something like that and everybody else is a 90, then wouldn't you rather have Rand Paul be in that position where we continue moving that puck down the field?
If Rand Paul were a 40, then that would probably be a good thing.
There's no evidence.
But Rand Paul's like an 87.2.
Well, we're not talking about Mitt Romney versus Barack Obama here. We're talking about Rand Paul, who does have more liberty views than the rest of the field at the
moment. What ball are you going to run down the field with this guy? I mean, nobody's run the ball down the field at all. Even when Ron Paul was elected, the Liberty, if you're talking about the Liberty ball, that thing didn't move anywhere.
This is Rand Paul, the guy that said,
scared the living crap out of Republicans.
Hold on. Rand Paul, the guy that said, and I quote, if someone comes out of a liquor store with a weapon and $50 in cash, I don't care if a drone kills him or if a policeman kills him.
Liberty.
In New Hampshire, it is legal to carry a gun into a liquor store. It is also legal to have $50 when you come out of said liquor store.
Shouting across.
I know that y'all are smarter. Sorry, I apologize. I know that y'all are smarter than that to think that that statement was accurate, that he really believes. I mean, he's playing politics, and I think he's doing a fairly decent job at it.
This is what it really insults me, by the way, and this is one of the reasons why I can never support Rand Paul, because if what you're saying is true, and I'd like to get Ellen's opinion about this, But if what you're saying is true, this is a common refrain when it comes to the liberty supporters of Rand Paul, they'll excuse the things he says about violence
and the things he votes on.
Right, and the things he does and the things he votes on and, you know, all the bad stuff out there about Rand Paul. They'll excuse it all by saying, oh, he's just running a game on you guys. He's just scamming everybody. He's just acting like a Republican so he can get in and be his father and totally be liberty-oriented in office. But he's waiting until he gets to the presidency because right now he's a senator and he's still got to play politics until he can finally win the presidency. And then we'll have our glorious libertarian revolution. And I'm sorry, it's just absolutely ridiculous and totally unbelievable because if somebody actually has principles, but then obscures those principles for the purposes of getting elected, I don't trust that person. That person's a liar and making the excuse that, well, they're a politician. Yes, you should support them. They're lying to get into office so they can, we can all be free.
But that's going to work out. Paid for that. That is their job. They are paid to make statements that are oftentimes not true.
Sure, but do you want to support a liar?
No, and I think it's very sad that people are being duped like that.
Even if it's true, even if the conspiracy about Rand Paul is true, and that is that he's really a secretly liberty-oriented guy who's running as a Republican in order to get into office, and then he's going to throw off the cloak of darkness and lead us all into the light, then you're being dishonest right up front. And so to me, that just negates anything good that you would do later on. You've used duplicity. You've used deception in order to get into office. And I don't find that's very cool thing. And some of the Free State Project participants are doing this. They'll pretend like they're not Free Staters or something. Or when asked the question, they'll try to dodge the question. Own up, man. Own up to what you believe in and stop beating around the bush about this stuff. If we want people to come to the ideas of liberty, we're not going to sneak them into it. We're not going to get them through the back door. They're going to have to come to the ideas on their own volition, not because some politician lied to them and then turns the tables on them. And by the way, even if that were true, even if Rand Paul were to get elected, he still wouldn't be able to change much of anything.
You know, I think that if somebody was, if that story about Rand Paul is true, that when he gets into office, he's going to, you know, unveil himself as this massive liberty proponent, then, you know, I wouldn't be too upset with that. I mean, sure, there'd be a lot of people that are upset that now they're being, like, forced to be free or whatever, but, I mean, I would feel better about that than, you know, voting for Rand Paul, hoping that he's going to end up doing that, and then finding out afterwards, well, I guess I was wrong the whole time because he's just the same as every other politician.
Josh, any final thoughts? Go ahead.
Do you remember when Ron Paul was asked about gay marriage? He said, I don't think the federal government should ever use federal power to enforce my viewpoints on anybody. When Rand Paul was asked that same question, he said, we can fight the gay mafia better at the state level. You see what I'm saying? That's the kind of stuff that I'm talking about here.
Sounds like a homophobe to me. It's certainly going to get my vote.
It's not a homophobe statement, or because the policies are exactly the same between him and his father. He just says it in a much different way that red staters absolutely will eat like red meat.
Thanks for the call tonight, Josh. I appreciate hearing from you. I don't get excited by liars and people who deceive. I mean, Rand Paul might as well be a narcotics cop as far as I'm concerned. Same level of scumbaggery, in my opinion. 855-450-FREE.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 Bottles 30 Days Summer Giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNLive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNLive.com and enter to win in the 30 Bottle 30 Days Summer Giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNLive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want right here toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you on site. And you can actually create the content there. What you see on the main page, those items that, as you scroll down, the numbered items, those were put there by listeners like you. Maybe it even was you. And then you can vote on those that have been submitted by others, and those others can vote on the ones that you submit, and then, you know, we'll figure out what you like as a result of that. It's a great way for us on the show to know what you, the listeners, think is important. You know, if you don't feel like picking up the phone and telling us, this website is a good way to inform us. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. Also, coffee.freetalklive.com. That's where you can go to get a free pound of some of the best coffee out there, BuzzBox Coffee. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. BuzzBox does something different than those other high-end coffee companies. Not only do they send this coffee to your door, they make it easy for you, but also they're helping people around the world make a better life for themselves. They've created a co-op allowing people anywhere in the world to buy into that, and they're also teaming up with World Vision. So Free Talk Live working with BuzzBox and World Vision. For every 10 listeners of Free Talk Live that signs up at coffee.freetalklive.com, you get a free pound of coffee, just pay the shipping cost. Every 10 listeners that signs up to this auto ship program, that will fund one microloan to help change the lives of people in really tough parts of the world to live in people in poverty. So go to coffee.freetalklive.com. You get great coffee. You get a great price. And again, you start with a free pound by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. You can cancel your subscription at any time, and you get that free pound just by paying the shipping cost. As we go back to the phones and the fun, Rand Paul actually on the line in Washington, D.C. Rand Paul, you're on the air.
Yeah, he got mentioned in a National Review Online today in an article about him. And so Dorkfest, by the way, in a passing about people carrying guns at your little fake session that you guys had about a month ago.
You're saying about the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's a yearly campout festival that happens here in New Hampshire.
Anyway, Minister, I wanted to tell you yesterday that migration is as old as the wheel, and our borders have been as an open and porous since boats that float. And it can be reached now from the sky as fast as planes can flap their wings. But what you should
planes don't flap their wings.
Oh, come on. That was kind of funny.
What are you getting at, Rand?
Well, the gun thing I wanted to ask you about, because you think it's funny that, Minister, I wanted to talk about migration, but you also have a lot of fun putting Facebook posts on me about guns. I don't know where that comes from.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Lawnmower Man? I didn't make it up. It's on your Facebook page. Oh,
brother, I don't look at my Facebook page except during the show.
That is.
So there's like probably five or six different people who take care of that Facebook page. So
you're not going to take credit of that.
Are you saying that someone called you the Lawnmower Man?
May I finish my thoughts on the migration if you don't?
No, I'd like to know what you're getting at here. Instead of you making obscure... Okay, I'm putting you on hold because you can't wait until I finish speaking a sentence before you keep talking. You're referencing something that I don't know anything about, and it's certainly likely that many of our listeners don't know what you're talking about. You've called in twice recently calling yourself the Lawnmower Man. I actually didn't ask you why you were doing that. I didn't really care. But now I'd like to know. Because you're referencing, you're saying it was something on our Facebook page. Are you saying, Rand, that someone was making fun of you by calling you the Lawnmower Man? What is that reference about?
It's a John Deere lawnmower rigged with guns. I don't know why anybody thinks that's funny, but if you didn't post it on your front page of Free Talk Live's Facebook page, I should like to know who did so I can confront them on it, because I don't know why that's funny, and I have never mentioned guns. But I wanted to continue my thoughts about migration.
It definitely wasn't me. Let me tell you, I don't think one iota about you whenever I'm not on the air, so it certainly wasn't me. I don't know who it was.
Of course not. I know I've heard Mark say you discussed me off the air before, but that's okay. You don't need to tell the truth all the time like you don't.
No, the only time we discuss you off the air is when you call obsessively. It's when you call obsessively after the show, and I've now since asked you to stop doing that. And you've actually stopped, so I appreciate that. Go ahead there, Rand.
And I'm all good with that, so I'll continue to call in as long as you do. But I want to continue my thoughts on migration, if I may, Minister, which I would have suggested to you if you were a real minister, you would say to Greg, 3,000-year-old wisdom that some people actually believe the Lord our God commanded one to treat a stranger that sojourns amongst them as oneself. Treat the sojourner as one born amongst you, for you shall love the stranger as your neighbor.
You know, Rand, you have a real strange way of going about agreeing with me on something. I appreciate your call.
Yeah,
thanks for making it tonight. Speaking of Greg, he's on the line in New York. And, Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Guys, or I should actually say, hey, y'all, with Ellen there.
Well, hey there.
Hello.
From New York. Hey.
I don't know. Guys is usually an appropriate term for a group, including women. And even I think you can get away with calling a group of women guys. I've done it.
Yeah, it's like saying you all.
Right. It doesn't feel uncomfortable to me to call a group of females guys. Does that seem weird?
No, not really. Although I have seen, there are some women that are just the ultra, I don't
it's
even
sexist.
Know if feminist is the right term. But, some women that will get upset over, the term guys because they assume that it means men.
If you understand what the person is saying when they say guys, that they're just saying you all.
Right.
So it doesn't bother me, but I could see how, there'd be some super feminist who'd be like, I'm not a man. Don't use that stereotype. Just because it's been used for years doesn't mean you have to continue doing it.
All right, Greg, go ahead with your point.
Yeah, you know. So I actually originally called in to talk about immigration, but I, you know, due to the, some of the previous callers, I actually got to thinking it would be interesting to talk about immigration and how it relates to Israel and the Gaza Strip, and just in general that whole area, because you could sort of see the kind of statism versus, I guess, tribalism or smaller groups playing out. Because the whole region, if you start in the 19th century, that whole region was under the Ottoman Empire. And the Ottoman Turks, in some places, were very bloodthirsty because they, like, they decimated the Armenians. They killed a bunch of Greeks. But in that area, it was mostly peaceful, and nobody really wanted to have their own state. But when the Ottoman Empire was destroyed, there was, you know, this sort of vacuum there. And the British were given a mandate to sort of take the people that were living there, the Jews, Christians, and Muslims, and make one state. That didn't really work out. And so what we have is basically a recommendation for a partition and two different people having two different states. And what happened was basically the Jews got their state, and I suppose the and this is what's interesting. The Arabs, because at that time everyone was called Palestinian, but then the Arabs basically got a national, nationalistic movement as well. There were a bunch of movements back then. There was like 10 Arabism that they wanted to, you know, belong to sort of like all Arabs. There was a thought that they could become part of Greater Syria, go back to that. And I think for the last 40, 50 years, there's this national movement. And so, you know, my question to you is, like, what necessarily is wrong with that? I see, though, that this movement in, on both sides is partially responsible for all the violence. Like, if the people didn't really care about having their own state, they wouldn't have this, like, militant terrorism sort of, you know, which both groups kind of had just to build their state for themselves. That's how I see it.
So can you be more specific with the question?
Sorry. So my question is, what do you think about the role of, I guess, people's desire to have their own state in the violence that you see there over the last
decade? Stand by. We can come back and discuss here in moments. What is the role of the desire of people to have their own state in the violence of
the Middle East?
Middle East, Gaza, Israel, etc. We'll come back with that. 855-450-FREE, and we'll try to sneak your call in here. If you're already on the line, we might be able to get you on here tonight on Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial on in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll try to get you in here tonight. If you don't get on tonight, you can always call back tomorrow, and we'll get you on whenever you happen to call in. We will take your calls anytime. You can also join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Don't forget you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones here and to the fun. We've got Greg on the line in New York. Now, Greg, you'd asked a question about conflict in the Middle East, specifically the Israel-Palestinian kind of conflict situation, this ongoing saga.
Mm-hmm.
And your question was in regards to what is the role of the desire of people to have their own state in that conflict?
Yeah, I guess my question came out very convoluted because it's a complicated topic. But what do you see as the role, sort of, because obviously the Jews, on the Jewish side, there were opinions ranging from religious groups saying we should not have our own state and we should wait for the Messiah to come, versus Zionists that would say, yes, we should have our own state, and in fact, it should have as wide borders as possible. And on the Arab side, it was the same thing. Some Arabs wanted to just kind of be like pan-Arabism and wanted to, join with all Arabs everywhere in a religious sort of sense, perhaps, if they're Muslim. But on the other hand, some of them were national. And so my question is, this nationalistic feeling of saying, okay, we've been living on this land for a long time. We want to have our own state so we could perhaps join the international community or whatever. How much does that lead to violence, and how much is that responsible for the violence that we see there?
It's not so much the desire for self-determination that is causing violence. It is the people opposing other people's rights to self-determination that is causing the violence.
Right. And so that's
so you're asking the question in a backwards manner, as if it's the people seeking self-determination that are causing the violence. It's the people that are opposing their self-determination that are causing the violence.
Okay, so that's kind of my question. I'm framing it that way only because since you guys stand for liberty, do you, and you're opposed to states, I suppose. And that's sort of my question, because on the other hand, the state is sort of what the people that want to have many of them, and they kind of impose it on everyone else to have self-determination. You know, maybe some people don't want to to be part of that state, but ultimately, those people are not going to get what they want because the state is going to be formed eventually. So
yeah,
I guess my question is,
true.
You know, so that's my question, sort of. Are you for self-determination in terms of building a state or against it?
Well, I'm against the idea of the state, period. But if the question is, should we have one state or two, I would choose two because I'd rather have more choices available for people. And, of course, ideally, those people should be able to travel to whichever state they would like to travel to. So, for instance, people who feel persecuted around the world in whatever conflict we're talking about should be free to get the hell out of there and come here where they could have a better life for themselves if this were actually a free country wherein people could come here from around the world. But unfortunately, the government bureaucrats have made that as difficult and as arduous as they possibly could. So, I mean, there's no ideal answer to the real world situation that I think that we're confronted with. That's how I see it, at least.
Yeah, I guess from my point of view, I'm not necessarily an anarchist or even a strong libertarian. You know, I've called them before with some, I guess, liberal or minarchist views. But in my opinion, I think the shortest path at this point to prosperity for the people of Gaza would be to somehow get rid of Hamas and then once, or disarm Hamas, because if there are no weapons there, I think the international community would literally give them billions, maybe $50-100 billion to develop their natural resources and have a, you know, tourism industry. But as, like, if Hamas forces
the Israeli government has absolutely no interest in allowing the people of Gaza to exist in any form other than as subjects of the Israeli government. That's why they're dropping all of these bombs on UN-run refugee centers. And Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, said that it would have been a moral hazard to not bomb the refugee centers because by not killing innocent civilians, they would have been giving aid and comfort to Hamas and strengthening al-Qaeda.
No, I think that's a very fair point. But I think everybody would agree that if there are no terror groups in Gaza, when I say terror groups, there are no militant groups firing rockets at a neighboring country, then Israel would not have any legitimacy to go in there or bomb anyone or even cross the border at all. And if
but
they, you know,
the bombing began because of the Israeli military. The IDF initiated the bombing. The Israeli government initiated the blockade. They're the ones that put up the wall on the Gaza border. They're the ones that are preventing ships from coming in to bring food and clothing and other goods to the people of Gaza.
But I just want to add, it's not just the Israelis. Pretty much every nation at this point is calling for Hamas to disarm. The Egyptians have a blockade. The Saudis, the UAE.
Well, sure, the Israelis have curried favor with a lot of the big countries out there, right? So, you know, they've got all the money coming from the feds.
But also it's because Hamas is, after all, not willing to commit to any kind of peace, long-term peace.
Well, what does that mean? When you're talking about long-term peace, what does that mean? Haven't the Israelis broken the peace accords?
The ceasefires that have been offered is for the leaders of Hamas to swear that they will disarm everybody in Gaza while the Israeli military is allowed to still fire on civilians and attack these tunnels that people are using to sneak into Israel to get food and clothing and other supplies that they need.
Yeah,
also,
really
if these people are militant radicals, then what is it going to matter if they say, like, oh, we'll disarm everyone? They can't actually do that.
Right.
Greg, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's go to Richie in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Richie.
Hey, I was actually calling about which you guys were talking about with Rand Paul. I'm not a supporter of his by any means, but what I will do is I will say, I will, I will promote some of the things that he does say that are better, than what we have now. Mandatory minimums, he wants to get rid of that. He wants to abolish asset forfeiture. So he's not all bad in everything, but I don't think he's pro-liberty enough for me to vote for him.
Yeah. So, let me ask you this question on a completely different note on the whole, you know, settling for the lesser evil. In the U.S. Senate election coming up this year here in New Hampshire, if Scott Brown is the Republican nominee, are you going to vote for him because he's slightly better than Gene Shaheen?
No, I'll write in something like Vermin Supreme or something ridiculous like that. I will not vote for Scott Brown. I mean, that guy's in some ways is worse than Gene Shaheen.
And, I don't know a damn thing about the two of them, and I don't really even care to bother learning anything about it. All I know is that they're politicians who are running for a federal office, and they have an R and a D behind their name, and that's enough for me to not care. Hey, thanks, Richie. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's it.
Appreciate your call. Let's go to Nathan in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype. Hi, Nathan.
Hi. About Rand Paul, I think a lot of people expect him to be just like his dad, and I don't think that's very realistic.
No, I think you're right about that. But inevitably, that's to whom he will be most compared. And the fact is, he can't hold his dad's jockstrap.
Yeah, well, a lot of people expect, like, if he's been raised by this man, then he'll have some residual beliefs, at least similar.
Apparently, that's about all he's got is a residual belief.
You just expect that, like, there's similarities between father and son, and maybe there could be a slight chance that his ideology is similar, but I don't think that if you look at his actions, you could actually draw that conclusion. It's just, if you just hear the names and kind of know that they're related, you might assume that.
And another thing is that even if he is elected, consider the possibility of what he might do to the reputation of people involved in the libertarian movement.
Right, there's a lot of people out there that do that, though. I don't think it's just Rand.
Because if he makes compromises or does nasty things, then people can say, "Oh, well, that's libertarians. What libertarians are
yeah.
about."
Oh, you guys support war and destroying immigration and immigrants and blah 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 and all these things that he supports. He's not a libertarian, and you're right. He's already doing damage, though. I mean, even without being elected, with
this
getting
is
all
what
the
happens
news
when
covered.
You're a collectivist.
Yeah. I wish we had more time.
Requires
we don't.
Compromise.
Thanks, Nathan. I appreciate hearing from you. And we will see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com. Check out Daryl on his website, fpp.cc. And again, more Free Talk Live tomorrow night. freetalklive.com. In the meantime.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.